Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, joined by Uggy, the man with the plan. And you know, it's been busy. It's been a busy start to the new year. Good show last week. This week we've been trying to cram it all in. Now, where are we going to start? Well, there's only one place to start, right? With the big Don, our pal, Donald Trump. You know, the great white hope for the United States of America. MAGA, make America great again. No more wars. Right, Uggy? We are kind of debating here on the Moscow Mules, is Donald Trump turning into Joe Biden 2.0? He starts to make these kind of funny noises. You know, we all start to make funny noises. We get a bit older, getting out of the car, you know, your knees start to creak like a pepper grinder. You start to sprout hairs where they shouldn't be, just ask Uggy. But we think the big Don may be slightly getting a dose of Bidenitis 2.0. Let's start the show by reminding ourselves of some of these worrying concerns that are coming, because let's face it, whatever you think about the big Don, Biden, Sleepy Joe, you know, the self-propelled grandfather, he was a lot worse. We don't care. That's what we think. Let's have a look. Run the video, Uggs.
We defeated ISIS in record time, but we had no wars. They said, he will start a war. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars.
So, Uggy, he says he's not going to start any more wars. You know, he's been saying that he's finished 8 wars. You know, he wants a medal for each war. Yeah, we'll get to that. Uggy, what do the numbers say on the wars?
Jay, I think the numbers tell us that we got bamboozled again. And recent numbers tell us that Trump has called for expansion of American military budget from $900 billion to $1.5 trillion in 2027.
And let's put that in context, right? The American defense budget. But then again, they don't like being called the Department of Defense anymore. It's the Department of War. They're not, you know, they're not even hiding it. So the American War Department now is going to get a record-breaking $1.5 trillion. Now, there's more money that goes into the defense budget for people like the CIA and the NSA, which is a black budget, which nobody knows anything about. This is the kind of money that's flown into places like Afghanistan on cargo planes, notes that were going to be, incinerated maybe, flown in, big crates, in literal cash. Billions, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars have been flown into these countries to pay off warlords and stuff. Nobody knows anything about that. It's called black money, the black defense budget. But we know it's going to be $1.5 trillion. And Uggy, one final point on this. That budget is more than the rest of the planet combined. More than China, Russia, India, and the entirety of NATO combined. $1.5 trillion. And people are still living in on the streets of the United States. Something ain't right. Now, while you're spending $1.5 trillion on anything, but forget about, defense, you know, maybe we should be spending on dementia services for the elderly in the United States of America. Because as we said at the start of the show, we are getting concerned. We need to talk about Don. Yeah, he started to make funny noises, as we say. This one in particular, Uggy, is interesting because another thing I notice, in conjunction with him making the funny noises, he's also a particularly bizarre shade of orange in this video. It's like he had to go down to the discount store and change out his usual fake tan or whatever it is that makes him so orange and buy the cheaper version. Maybe that had an effect on his mental health, because then he started to growl. Now, take it in context. He was mimicking Joe Biden, which is interesting. But, you know, it's kind of like, it's almost like he over-labored the point of the mimicking, right? Beyond the point of funny. Now, we like the big Don. We think he's very funny, very entertaining guy, you know. But I think we're sharing your concerns. There's a little smell of Bidenitis here, for sure. Run the video, Augie.
I noticed Joe would always cough before a speech. State of the Union, he gets,
What?
It kind of reminds me of the Cowardly Lion. You remember he's got the same, Ilya, the Cowardly Lion, right? Over here. Check out the Cowardly Lion and then look at the big Don's face. I think they use the same makeup. Check it out. And the noise. You see it? See it? Well, like everything else on the Moscow Mules, we tend to sort of labor the point a bit like Sleepy Joe used to do. And we're not going to really let this bone drop. Augie's got the bit between his teeth. We've got another bit of evidence, which I think is probably the most Biden-esque See that word? Biden-esque. You like that? See what we did there? We think this is the most Biden-esque of them all. The big Don, in the middle of a meeting, Augie, he just what? Just gets up, stands up out of the blue and just starts staring out the window, right? Now, you know, what age is this man, Augie, by the way?
He's past 80.
Past 80. So your 80-year-old grand, you know, dedushka, the old grandpa stands up, starts staring out the window in the middle of it, you know, you're talking to him. You kind of, not so good. Yeah, this is the man with the finger on the big red button, remember, you know? Yeah. Well, what do you reckon, Augie? Let's have a look. Run the video.
Well, I got to look at this myself.
Look at what? What's he looking at? Oh, this is freaking me out. What's he looking at?
What a view.
If you ask the internet users, there's a ton of memes now about this.
Well, I gotta look at this myself. Wow. What a view.
That is exceptionally Biden-esque.
Che, if you think this is Biden-esque, then the next story is about America becoming Biden-esque again.
Please don't let it become Biden-esque. Please, anything but Biden. Now, as if it wasn't bad enough that the big Don is turning into Biden 2.0, Robo Biden, right? As if that wasn't enough, in the Senate in the United States, they've started to talk about transsexuals again. Transvestites. We're back. We're back with this debate. Now, here on the Moscow Mules, we have a policy when it comes to men in dresses, women mutilating themselves, pretending to be men. There are two genders, but there are lots of different mental illnesses. Right, Augie? That's our kind of position here. No, if you disagree, we're happy to read your comments. Do get in touch. But in the US Senate, as the big Don becomes a little bit more Biden-esque, it seems the Senate is going back to Bidenology. Remember, every day, every week, you had freaks and fruitcakes, the Blue Hair Brigade, in the Senate arguing for their rights to be mentally ill and called completely normal. Yeah, just as the school teacher who's been locked up back in Ireland for like over 500 days for refusing to call a boy a girl. That's where we are. And this kind of stuff is worrying. This is an Indian-American gynecologist, right, Augie? Being asked, can men have babies? I mean, can I intervene and answer? No, they can't. Run the video, Augie.
Do you think that men can get pregnant?
I hesitated there because I wasn't sure where the conversation was going or what the goal was. I do take care of patients with different identities. I take care of many women. I take care of people with different identities.
Yeah, answer the question.
So that's
question.
Where I paused, I think. I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Well, the goal is just the truth. So can men get pregnant?
As I'm saying...
Let me just remind you what you testified to a moment ago. Science and evidence should control, not politics. Can men get pregnant? You're
totally
a doctor,
agree.
I think.
Science and evidence should guide medicine.
Do science and evidence tell us that men can get pregnant? Biological men, can they get pregnant?
I also think yes-no questions like this are a political tool.
Oh, go off, please. Give me a break. Don't do this. It's a no. You made it. It's the end of your career. Oh, give me a break. Now, keeping with the theme of this, right? Mr. Trump, you know, maybe kind of losing a little bit of cognitive ability because of his lack of nutrition. That's what we think here. That's what Augie thinks. And, you know, we've had Mr. Kennedy sort of turning the food pyramid upside down on his head, saying, you know, eating lots of fatty food is good for you, you know, have the odd burger. But I personally believe that. I mean, I'm not one of these absolute religious fetishists when it comes to food. I eat what I like and I still have a magnificent physique, as you can see. Quiet, Augie. Let's have a look at what the Don is eating at the moment, which is kind of, you know, is it good? Can it be good? I don't know. Augie, what do you reckon? Let's have a look at the video. Run the dogs.
Who has the most unhinged eating habits?
The president. the interesting thing about the president is that he eats really bad food, which is McDonald's, and then, you know, candy and a Diet Coke. But he eats it, drinks the Diet Coke all times. He has the constitution of a deity. I don't know how he's alive.
I don't know how he's alive.
I see nothing wrong with this, Che. I eat like this every day, too.
Look, I mean, come on. I like a burger now and then. I like a beer now and then, you know. Not as often as I'd like. But, you know, come on, this sort of policing of people's diet. Give me a break. Eat less, move more if you're too heavy, and get on with it. But, you know, come on, all hope is not lost, right? The big Don likes a burger. He doesn't even drink alcohol, which is, you know, very good. Fair play to Don. Good example to his kids and his family. But one other thing, he hasn't bombed Iran, right, Augie? Last week, we had Nosferatu Graham, Linda Graham, the not-gay senator from the deep south, very deep, promising us that Iran was about to experience its final moments. You know, was there ever a war he wasn't sort of fascinated but didn't get hard for? Creepy.
Change is coming to Iran. It'll be the biggest change in the history of the Mideast to get rid of this Nazi regime. To the people of Iran, help is on the way.
But so far, Augie, Iran hasn't been bombed. How is Mr. Graham taking that?
First of all, our dear viewers, disclaimer, Iran has not been bombed at the time of the taping of this show. I don't know where you are watching this. But also, at the time of taping of this show, Lindsey Graham is having worst days of his life, it seems.
You've got a bit of a video, right, Uggs? Let's have a look at it. Run it.
There are a lot of headlines out there that are...
Look, he's like visibly older.
Not accurate. President Trump's resolve is not the question.
His eyes are red.
Yeah, his whole face is red.
An operation like this.
He looks distinctly Irish.
Should it be bigger or smaller?
Maybe his name is Linda McGraham now, or O'Graham. No bombings this week.
Hopeful and optimistic that the
he looks completely crestfallen. Like the wind has completely been taken out of his sails because Iran didn't get bombed, right? Or you know, Russia didn't get bombed, or. None of these fakey, makey, achy, breaky heart sort of enemies have been bombed. It's so terrible. He literally lives on war, this dude. What a horrible creature.
I guess he looks like a vampire who hasn't fed on blood for quite some time.
He actually looks like a vampire that's fed on a lot of blood. He's a rotten little creature. Ugh. Now, of course, as Linda gets, depressed because Iran hasn't been bombed. Remember, Iran isn't Venezuela. I don't think the... Iranian Republican Guard have been bought off by the CIA to the extent that the Venezuelans were. They're not going to walk in to Tehran like they kind of flew into Venezuela with their super soldier ultrasonic weapon that turned people's brains to jelly, all this bullshit. They paid the leadership, they paid the military to basically turn off the air defense systems. It wasn't the Russian systems didn't work. Now, in Iran, of course, we're being told that the evil regime that eats babies, you know, that, you know, puts children in food blenders and makes a babo shake for the morning, that the evil mullah is, you know, consuming everybody. You know, where have we heard all this before, Augie? Russia, China, Syria, Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq? Give me a break, okay? Whether Iran is perfect or not perfect, maybe they should look at their own home setup in the US before going around the world. Of course, there wasn't going to be no more wars, Augie, but let's take a look at this. Remember, what the mainstream media in the West is telling you about Iran is what the mainstream media has been paid to tell you about Iran. A lot of violence against ordinary people happening in Iran. Just like when Mr. al-Jalali took over in Syria, right, Augie? What? Head chopper who? What? ISIS? Nah, don't worry about it. Come on, let's have a barbecue. Let's shoot some hoops. Check out what's happening to the ordinary people of Iran behind your backs. And the Irish Times and the BBC and everybody else in the media isn't so keen that you'd have a look at this. Run the video, Augie.
So here we have peaceful protesters peacefully beating the out of some grandpa and also of this poor white car.
But there's been videos of them shooting people, the protesters firing AK-47s, pistols, all of this stuff. And none of this seems to get into the Western media, of course. Look, nobody getting killed, nobody wants anybody to die. People should have the right to protest and complain, for sure. But can you trust anything that the Western media tells you about anything? What do we think here on the Moscow Mules? Yeah, we think you know. Now, of course, it's not just CNN and, you know, the English-speaking media that are making shit up about Iran. Okay, whether Iran's perfect, not perfect, whatever's going on, you don't really know because you can't trust the media. But you may be able to trust the Italian media, right? Augie has discovered that the Italian media are very fond of Italian gangster movies. Yeah, no surprise. Yeah, of course they are. But they seem to have made a little bit of mistake in the content department of one of Italy's news programs, where they have depicted a scene from Goodfellas, the gangster movie, Robert De Niro, Ray Liotta, the very, very famous movie, a great movie, you got to watch it, Joe Pesci, a super film. They've taken a still from the movie, which depicts one of the families in the film, and shown it as what a happy family looked like in Iran prior to the Islamist regime takeover, the Islamic Revolution. This is what the picture of happiness was in good old Iran, you know, the Shah's Iran. I do not. Now, because it's in Italian, we've obviously translated it and put some subtitles on, whatever. But here we go again. You can't trust the weather forecast from the Western media. Run the video, Augie.
For having protested against the regime, photos of her so-called normal life beforehand are shared. And then it ends with this trend where nostalgic family photos from before the regime's arrival are posted.
Come on.
Just to be clear.
I mean, hello.
Here's my family in 78.
Jesus.
Now, dear Moscow Mules audience, we have obtained photos of Che Bose before the Islamic Revolution. Check them out here. If you're going
to send... Now, we're going to leave Iran behind, and we really do hope that there's a peaceful resolution and that the Iranian people are allowed to sort out their own problems, just like we hope that, you know, everybody's allowed to do their own thing. But, you know, that ain't the way it works, right? Hello, Greenland. We'll talk to you in a while. Let's move on to Ukraine. Glorious Ukraine, yes. Now, speaking about the Western media being completely hollowed out, everybody knows it, you know, for sure. Let's talk about CNN. Now, CNN, of course, are fed stories by the dictatorship in Ukraine. Right, Augie? That's how it works. Because there's no free press in Ukraine. Nobody's allowed to go to the front line. Nobody's allowed to talk about the reality of the well over a million men dead under the ground now. The hundreds of thousands of people who are crippled. The corruption. It's verboten, okay? But it just so happens that CNN... I've come up with this story where they've recovered. Now, get this. This is really just probably the most retarded piece of idiotic drivel propaganda you've ever heard in your life, right? And thanks to Augie, we found this. CNN have discovered fragments and components completely intact, right, from the Oreshnik missile that struck Ukraine a few days back. It's not just ordinary, like, titanium little fragments that might survive a 13,400-kilometer-per-hour impact. Now, Augie, 13,400-kilometer-per-hour impact. But these tiny glass valves and components from what looks like George Orwell's time machine or something out of your grandfather's shed from 1975, right? They want to tell you that the Russian Oreshnik, which is, you know, completely unassailable by NATO, the most advanced weapon system on Earth, probably, at the moment, is made from all bits and pieces that you found in a flea market. And it's powered by rubber bands, right? And a clockwork thing. That's what they want you to believe. And why would you believe that? Because they found the bits. Oh yeah, here's the evidence. Now remember, 13,400 kilometers per hour. Temperatures, I don't know what, 10,000 degrees Celsius, Augie. But this just managed to survive. Of course it did. Run the video.
Вот гироскоп Сорешника.
Сорешник, да?
Да, гироскоп. Юра Гагарин с ним летал.
Oh, come on. What I like about this, Che, is that the guy actually has a hat that says expert on it.
Well, but Putin said he's got a new phase.
He's got the expert hat? Like your one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take a look. Yeah, right.
Задача казати,
expert hat.
Щось казати, а ми повинні слухати уважно. Народ же слухає.
Game over. I take back everything I said. He's got the expert hat on.
And these are the vacuum tubes that survive 20 Mach breakdown down the earth.
So these are the vacuum tubes, very fragile little pieces of glass that survived like this booster into orbit and then re-entering the atmosphere at like mega temperatures and then hitting the earth at 13,000 kilometers per hour. But they're just fine. And the expert... Oh, I give up. Well, we're going to stick with Ukraine. You know, our weekly drop in to our pals in the Euroscam capital. And of course, corruption has reared its ugly head. Check out my social media on X. We don't even know what videos to show. But there is a very interesting one, which Ilya will show you guys, of a lady called Yulia Tymoshenko having the money that was found in her office laid out in front of her. I think it's about $40,000 on this occasion. It's part of this vote-buying scandal where the entire opposition in Ukraine was paid between $5,000 and $20,000 per vote to vote through Zelensky's orders in the Rada, the unelected Rada, him the unelected president. I mean, it's rotten to the core from top to bottom. Now, why is this interesting? It's interesting because Yulia Tymoshenko was the great hope for Ukraine. This good-looking young Ukrainian woman, you might remember her face, this distinctive Ukrainian hairdo, this holier-than-thou person, who's now decided to stand up in the parliament after getting caught, allegedly, receiving tons of money from Zelensky, to call Zelensky's government a fascist government, that Ukraine is now a concentration camp and a fascist state.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker!
Someone's been telling you that for quite a while, Yulia. You didn't want to listen to us. You put us on the bad boy list. Yeah, it's this week's we told you so moment. Yeah, for sure. Run the video.
And so there can be absolutely no doubt for NABU, for SAP, for those above them, for those giving them political instructions, that I would disappear anywhere. I will stay here until the country is freed from this essentially fascist regime.
So let's leave Ukraine behind, kick the dust from our feet. We might find a few dollars in there. You know, remember, Ukraine is a country that has had hundreds of billions of dollars handed to it. We all know where it's gone, down the golden toilet. And one of the countries, of course, that's been front, top of the class, right, Augie, in defending the freedom of Ukraine has been Denmark. Yeah, the whole bunch of them, NATO member Denmark. You know, NATO's been waiting, like, 77-odd years for the Russians to invade. And guess what? It turned out to be the Americans who handed them their ass. Well, is about to. Because what the big Don wants, the big Don gets, right? Let's face it, right?
I'll either buy it from you, I'll give you some money, or I'm going to take it. I gotta have it.
That's basically where we are with Denmark. And the whole debacle, the way this whole show, it's just like I'd say China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea are sitting back just watching this with popcorn, watching NATO eat itself alive because the biggest member of NATO is going to kick the ass of one of the smaller members and take a big chunk of territory. Now, of course, the Danes took it from the Norwegians originally, who probably took it with the Danes when they amalgamated as a kingdom from the Inuit people. Did some terrible things there, by the way, up until the 1980s. Forced sterilization of the locals. Yeah, not a good look, Denmark. Mm-mm. But let's face the reality. NATO is now scrambling for credibility. And what are they doing, Augie? I believe that they're going to... they're sending immediate emergency task force to Denmark. Yes?
It's going to be absolutely great.
Absolutely correct, Shay. We've seen a unified, forceful answer from NATO, and it is 15 mountain infantry specialists from France.
Hold on, wait a second. What? 15? 15 regiments? 15 regiments, you mean?
No. 15 French men. I'm not sure if they're men or women, but yeah. And 13 German reconnaissance personnel. Sweden, 3 army soldiers. Norway, you know, the place that took over Greenland initially, 2 soldiers. Finland, 2 military liaison officers for corruption purposes, I guess.
The UK has to be stepping in here, stepping up, sending a whole task force, Margaret Thatcher style. Let's go north. How many are the Brits sending?
1.
1 armada, 1 task force?
1 man or a woman or a transgender. I mean, that's like half of British Army now, no?
Oh, fuck me. I mean, there you go, NATO. You only had 1 job, NATO. 1 job. Come on. Run the video, Augie.
Inside Hercules aircraft traveling across Greenland.
It's Denmark's largest ever operation to protect Greenland.
The military put on a show of force.
From who? For its largest don't say it, you know? Don't say it. Just Denmark don't say who blew up Nord Stream. And don't say who you're defending Greenland from. From the Americans. It's so.
From Chinese and Russians.
No, it's not the Chinese or Russians. You know, you hang around for waiting for a bus and fight.
No. Che, you missed this. You missed this right now. Look at this shit. They are actually saying
caught in the crosshairs between President Trump
and potential threats from Russia. Yes, threats from Russia to Greenland.
But yesterday, Mr. Rasmussen, the foreign minister of Denmark, said there are no threats. He said that there hasn't been a Chinese military ship in the waters around Greenland for more than 10 years. He said this. He said it.
Oh, by the way, Che, do you know who published this this video?
NATO.
Wall Street Journal. Almost NATO.
Oh, well, same thing. Now, one of the countries which doesn't seem to be too eager to send men into the snowy wastes of a country. I wonder why that would be, Augie. Wonder why France wouldn't be that interested in deploying its soldiers into a country with a very bad winter. Remember? And bringing back any memories? Yes, France. Macrolian, you know, the little Napoleon, he seems very upset at the moment about the Russian Oreshnik missile, you know, the one that's made from bits from your old grandfather's shed, held together by duct tape and old, you know, quartz watches from the 1970s, the ones that CNN showed you earlier on. The French are very, very worried about it. They say, we are in range, mon Dieu, sacre bleu, the Russians will drop the bomb on us, they will destroy us. No, not unless you f*** around in Ukraine, you're quite safe. But what was noticed and spotted by Augie was Mikrolian's eye. He has a little bit of a black eye, a little bit of bloodshot eye. Now, we know that Emmanuel was abused as a child, and this is terrible. He was sexually abused by a person when he was 15. A 39-year-old person, his school teacher, interfered with him when he was 15. Now, that's going to have an impact on somebody. He's also living in a very violent relationship. He's being beaten regularly, as we've seen. And there are concerns that Emmanuel might need help. So we asked him to blink twice if he is under threat and needs to be rescued. Not from the Oreshnik, but from his wife. Yeah. Run the video, Augie.
Le tir d'un missile de très longue portée Oreshnik par la Russie sur l'Ukraine.
And you see the mark. Ce tir est the eye is a little bloodshot, but he keeps talking about
d'une puissance dotée, mais qui a décidé.
I mean, do you want a man in charge of the defense of your country who can't defend himself from his wife? I don't know. I think it's very French. It's very, you know, liberté, égalité, fraternité. You know, what sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. But in this case, we are not sure who is the goose and who is the gander. Oui, oui. So, dear friends and viewers, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. And it's the second one of 2026. We're enjoying making it. It's great fun. We love the interactions with you. Keep the comments coming. Keep talking to us. We are listening, particularly to ones that hate us. We love that. It's perfect. And what's it all about this week? Well, it's more the same in some ways. But it's also the case of seeing that the rules-based order, something Augie and I have been talking about, is basically the Americans have always made up the rules and always given the orders. And there's sort of been a bit of a dawning to that at the moment in Europe. The poor old Europeans who've negotiated themselves into irrelevance are facing into a year of absolute humiliation at the hands of their big brother, the Americans. Now, they had no problem taking trillions of dollars from the Americans to help stand up against the terrible Russians. But it ain't the terrible Russians or Chinese that they're all scared of tonight, is it? No, it's Uncle Sam. Welcome to the club. Well, as we watch and wait for the next round of insanity to unfold, Augie and I will be here in Base Camp Central, under the ground in Lublyanka. Come see us. Watching and formulating next week's show. Same time, same place. We'll be here, and we really trust and hope you'll be here also. Until then, mind yourselves, look after each other, and God bless.